is no longer a yeshiva, but is a cultural center of some sort. It is sealed.
We're going to get some of the building in. We're trying to get in.
Yamin, did you get the cable at all?
I just got him speaking.
The cemetery is not in very good shape, as you can see. Many of the Matsavis are gone. Many of the Matsavis that are left, if you walk through, you'll see they're knocked over. They're not in very good condition. Those that are really legible are Matsavos, where relatives came recently or the last 10 years and redid the Matsavis. Same is true for the Matseva of Rav Chaim Volozhin. This was knocked down, it was in terrible shape, and this is a new Matseva. There are a group of Jews in Cleveland, Ohio, who are very concerned about Matsevos in Litha. And they redid the Matsevos of many great Gedolim in Litha, including this particular one, the Matseva of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin, and here's the key item that we should really remember about him. First, some non-key items. Born in 1749, died in 1821. Chaim Volozhin learned by two of the greatest teachers that anybody in the world could learn from. His first Rebbe was the Shagis Aryeh, or Aryeh Leib. He learned under the Shagis Aryeh here in Lithuania, and then later he was among the Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna. And indeed, he is without question the outstanding of the Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna, even though he himself would deny this, and here you hear the greatness of Rav Chaim Volozhin in part. When it was announced throughout the world that Rav Chaim Volozhin, this famous Rosh Yeshiva here in Volozhin, was in fact the disciple of the Gaon of Vilna, here's what he said. I'll read it in Hebrew and then translate it. Anochi shamati shenikra alai shem Rabbeinu Hagadol. I hear people saying that I am a student of the Gaon of Vilna. Lamarisha ani talmido. And by the way, in the Hakdamot of Shulchan Aruch, by the sons of the Gra, the Hakdamot of Shulchan Aruch Chaim, the sons of the Vilna Gaon, write a biography of their father, and they list the students of their father, and they list them in order of greatness, as it were. Who are the most famous disciples? Number one is Rav Chaim Volozhin. So the sons of the Vilna Gaon said about Rav Chaim Volozhin that he was the disciple of the Gaon of Vilna. But here's what Rav Chaim Volozhin said. Lemor she'ani talmido ra'iti chova la'atzmi lo'odia b'Yisrael ne'emana she'chalila li lifgom b'chvod harav Rabbeinu Hagadol v'akadosh. Heaven forbid that anyone should say that I am the disciple of the Vilna Gaon, as if I somehow learned the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. Ve'eich arim panai kechalamish v'lo evosh li'karei b'shem talmido. How could I dare hold my head up high in a brazen manner and say, as if it were, I'm his student. Who can say that he was a student of the Gaon of Vilna? Achar shelo zachiti lekabel mehodo af miktzato. In the greatness of the Vilna Gaon and from his learning, I got a drop, not more. V'gam ligiyat Rabbeinu Hagadol, and in terms of the effort in learning of the Vilna Gaon, ligiyat Rabbeinu Hagadol nishmato eden lo zachiti. Nothing of it came down to me. Ki lo yusag v'lo yushuar v'lo yuman godel yigiyat Rabbeinu. No one can fathom the depth of the efforts in learning of the Gaon of Vilna. L'misha lo ra'a godel yigiyato akol diktuk diktuk min ha-Torah. One who never saw how much time and effort was expended by the Gaon of Vilna in learning Torah cannot understand what one person could do. And no one can claim that I'm his student. If you compare me to the Gaon of Vilna, I can't say that I'm his student. This is what Rav Chaim Volozhin himself said. I'm reading his words in a letter of his. It's excellent. Chaim Volozhin, as I said, was born in 1749. But what else happened in 1749? You all know now. And what happened in 1749? Right on the money, all right. Rav Patutsky died on the second day of Shavuot, 1749. Rav Chaim Volozhin was born on the second day of Shavuot, 1749. Remember that for a trivia quiz. Rav Chaim, of course, was a disciple of the Gaon of Vilna. Was one of the greatest of all the Gedolim in Litha. He came here to Volozhin. Volozhin was a town that had Jews for several centuries. If we go back to the 15th, 16th centuries, we're talking about 300 Jews. If we're talking about the 18th and 19th century, we're talking about 3,000 Jews. And in fact, if we're talking about right before World War II, there were 5,600 Jews in Volozhin. We just heard now, from here we have